This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2131, 8 Lessons to Remember When Traveling by Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year. And with that, let's get right to our next post as we optimize your life. 8 Lessons to Remember When Traveling by Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com. Today, I'm leaving on a trip to Glacier National Park in Montana. And with any travel, whether a weekend road trip or travel by plane, there are feelings of a whole lot of excitement mixed with a little anxiety. Rather than focus on the details of plane tickets and court-sized bags and gate numbers and whether we close the refrigerator door, I choose to reflect on lessons I've learned on past travels in an effort to start this adventure with a sense of curiosity, wonder, peace, and humor. 8 lessons to remember when traveling. Number 1, don't let the rain or other things outside of your control get you down. There are many things out of our control, including the weather, like rain. They say when it rains, it pours. But I say, don't let it. An alternative choice would be to embrace the unexpected circumstances, or expected if you're watching the weather. In Rome, Eric and I bought bright yellow touristy ponchos and wrapped the hoodie tightly around our faces. It wasn't even raining. Just kidding, it was. And we still enjoyed the Colosseum and getting lost through the winding narrow streets. On a summer trip last year to the Superior Coast in Minnesota, we spent our first day of the trip inside playing lots and lots of card games and reading while the rain came down. It was the perfect way to start vacation, by relaxing and spending time together. On our honeymoon while canoeing the Green River in Utah, it rained hard. Our clothes were wet, our tent was wet, our firewood selection was very wet, but we mustered up the courage to finish our 70-mile journey while talking to the herons and asking them to fly ahead and tell the outfitter we were coming. We may have been a bit delirious toward the end of the trip, to be honest. Number 2, the cost of an experience can be high, but can also be worth it. I pride myself on having a discerning eye when it comes to tourist traps and other things deemed not worthwhile, but sometimes, just sometimes, you find yourself in a hotel bar in Rome paying $40 for 2 drinks because it's 2008 and that's the exchange rate, and because it's the only place that's open. To be fair, we didn't know the price until the drinks had been poured. It's something we'll never forget. So in that way, it was worth it. Trips are expensive, and rather than feel guilty over spending money on delicious food and once-in-a-lifetime experiences, just choose wisely. Basically, don't go to Bear Country, USA or places similar. Number 3. Always laugh after, or during, travel disasters. I booked us accommodations in the red light district in Paris. I thought it'd be fun. Montmartre and Pigalle looked lively and unique, but at 11 o'clock at night when we arrived, luggage in hand, it was lively and a little scary. We were approached by several people asking us for money and cigarettes, neither of which we had. It took us a few wrong turns and an extra mile or two to figure out how to get to our hotel. But by the next day, or maybe it was a few weeks later, we looked back on it and laughed. Or maybe I was the only one laughing. I'm not sure if anyone else was. But if they weren't, they missed the opportunity to turn a disaster into a fond memory. Number 4, plan, but be ready to throw it all out. While it's great to be organized and have a well-defined plan, it's even better to have the willpower to throw it all out the window when an opportunity presents itself or plans go awry. Follow your curiosity a little and see where it takes you. Number 5, check the hotel security box, because if you put something in it, you'll want to take it back out. Take this from someone who drove nearly the length of Ireland a second time to retrieve passports we had so securely locked up. Number 6, many cities and countries around the world have socks, toothbrushes, and Tums. Pack lightly. You don't need 10 shirts for a 4-day trip. And if and when you forget something, know that you can pick one up when you get there. I've forgotten swimsuits on beach trips, warm boots when we'll be outdoors in the cold, and coats when we're on top of Mount Haleakala at sunrise. Luckily, I had an airplane blanket on my head to keep me warm, while Eric proposed to me. It made for great pictures. Number 7, let go of guilt. Eating too much, spending too much, not getting enough exercise, these are all feelings we can have while traveling, but they interfere with our enjoyment of the present moment. You'll miss the beautiful opportunities around you if you're instead thinking about how you should have worked out more. If you don't want to feel like you've gorged on food all week, overspent, or relax a little too much, be mindful about it. Pick up some fresh fruit and protein bars to keep you satisfied between meals. Skip the museum you weren't even sure about to begin with. Do 10 minutes of bodyweight exercises while you're waiting for the shower. Find a balance that works for you so you end your trip feeling like you experienced it fully. Number 8, set an intention. Mine for this trip is I'll be present at every turn. In setting this intention, I aim to experience the glaciers whose time here on Earth is limited, the emerald green lakes, the expansive land in which to explore, and the time spent with wonderful people. We get to explore a brand new place for the first time, and there's nothing more beautiful than that. You just listened to the post titled, 8 Lessons to Remember When Traveling by Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Katie. The world is traveling more now, at least compared to last year. I was able to travel out of state once this year. That might be it for me. Maybe it's more or less for you, but what I love about articles like these is that if you think about it more broadly, these tips apply to life pretty much all the time. So for example, don't let the rain or other things outside of your control get you down. That was the first tip she shared in this article. And how important is that in our daily lives? Not letting something relatively small ruin your day is huge. Really the difference between a good or even average mood versus a bad mood, which then affects everyone else you come across that day. Tip 2, the cost of an experience can be high, but can also be worth it. Same thing here. That applies to all experiences in life. I often read you minimalism-related posts on Monday. This one isn't exactly about minimalism, but this point definitely comes up all the time on Minimalist Mondays because experiences, unlike things, do last forever in your head. The pack lightly tip also applies to life. Live lightly, as we hear on Minimalist Mondays. Then there's always laugh after disasters, plan but be ready to throw it all out, let go of guilt, set an intention. All of these can make a positive impact on your life. Now, don't overwhelm yourself by trying to make all these changes at once, but if you can take just one of these tips and apply it today, even if it has nothing to do with traveling, I think you'll be in a better place. Maybe in a different city. So try it out, but especially when traveling. Have a great start to your week, and I'll catch you tomorrow for the Tuesday show. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.